Did you forget what day it is?
Of course not.
Great Scott. If my calculations are correct, it is now precisely October 21st.
October 21st.
October 21st.
It's October 21st!
Back to the Future Day.
Doc, I'm from the future.
The future has finally arrived.
Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
We're taking a trip.
Where?
Back to the future.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Hey, McFly! McFly! It's Morgan in the Morning on a very busy Back to the Future Day. We'll talk about it.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
I'll be putting on my pink shirt and tying up my pink tie, dusting off my tails. Cooking Men coming up tonight. It's finally here. Have you gone to the website for details? Have you made your donation to the Thyra M. Humphrey Center for Breast Health at Evangelical Community Hospital? Have you done it? So many people touched by breast cancer. They're your friends. They're your family. They're your coworkers. And every year we paint the valley pink with Evan. One of the biggest events, Cooking Men. It was virtual last year with the pandemic. We're finally getting back at Rusty Rail tonight. Tickets are available. Call 570-522-4852. All right. Tell them Tom Morgan sent you. Tonight, I'll be all dressed in pink with my chef buddy Tahir. Tahir Hall from Elders Catering and Restaurant in Sunbury. He's just a great guy. And man, he has a passion for food. I have a passion for cooking, but I don't cook like this guy. This guy is so many people are better than me, but this guy is way better than me. We're going to be doing some marvelous things with crab cakes tonight. We hope to see you at the Rusty Rail. Tickets are $50 a piece, but it's a great cause as we paint the valley pink. Get there tonight. Hope to see you at 6.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
You should probably not watch the Fast and Furious movies. If you want to try some of the stuff they do in those movies. Details coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Bob.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I need NOS.
Amateurs don't use nitrous oxide. I've seen the way you drive. You got a heavy foot. You'll blow yourself to pieces.
Okay, so you see Fast the Furious. You don't learn anything from it, or do you? Don't imitate what you see on the giant screen. A driver arrested on DUI charges after a van carrying, count them, 7 tanks of nitrous oxide crashed in Northern California this week. Now, police say there seems to be no legitimate reason why the dude had so much nitrous oxide in the van that he crashed. What is wrong with some people? What is wrong with people?
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news, Rob's got the sports, and AccuWeather all on the way. A Penn State ticket blitz coming up as well, and it's National Nacho Day. Should we actually celebrate? Stay with us.
The new Nissans have arrived at...
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
It's going to be one of those days, but a good day for you. Because there's the Nittany Lion, and that means it's time for the Register Chevrolet Penn State Ticket Blitz qualifications. We've got one hot pair of Penn State tickets for the Fighting Illini this Saturday at noon as Penn State comes home. Are you ready? We'd like to take callers 9, 4, and 1. So if you're into this Penn State football stuff on Saturday, and who isn't? Call now!
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now!
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
And you will qualify for the Register Chevrolet Penn State Ticket Blitz, and it's only here.
WQKX. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Nacho Day, if you're packing lunches, Mom, stay with us.
Beautiful.
Taking the qualifiers for the Penn State Ticket Blitz. Who's this?
My name is Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin. Where are you from?
Mifflinburg.
All right. What you doing today, Caitlin?
I'm heading to work.
Ah, you heading out alone? Are you taking the kids somewhere? Or what are you doing?
I'm actually just dropping the kids off at the babysitter.
All right. Well, Caitlin, you're qualified to take that road trip to Penn State this weekend. That'll be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be.
All right, we'll let you know who won later on this morning, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
October 21st is the International Day of the Nacho.
All the nachos you can eat.
You brought me a nacho.
Yeah, all the nachos you can eat.
Get some nachos.
International Day of the Nacho.
I am Nacho.
This Nacho.
Nacho!
Nacho, Nacho Man.
I guess today is...
I want to be a Nacho Man.
Nacho Day.
Go get it, friends. Good lunch idea for today, I guess, right?
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Mark's got the news coming up. Also on the way, Rob, the Sports Center, I hope. Also forecast, AccuWeather-wise, and another key to Cancun. Are you ready? The keys to Cancun from Liberty Travel and 94KX. Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Coming up in just a bit.
Keep your phone handy. Another Keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel keyword could happen anytime.
Yeah!
On 94KX.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
How about in 10 minutes we do it? A keyword to Cancun, birthday buddies, and some classic Halloween comedy.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
I'm here to talk about anything. It's all good. It's National, what did Mark say, Chatter Day? Hey, we'll be talking Cancun coming up next. The weekend's getting closer one day at a time. Waking you up, Morgan in the Morning. Or perhaps sending you home. We've got a Penn State Ticket Blitz qualifier on the Ford Fun Line. Third shift, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's got to be tough. How long you been doing it?
About 3.5 years now.
Wow. My first job in radio was the midnight to 6 a.m. DJ. And oh, boy.
Oh.
Oh, boy. I was just a young...
Yeah.
I was just a young kid, so I had, like, the stamina. But still, third shift is a killer.
Yes, it is. I agree.
Well, you hang in there, my
Morgan
dear.
In the
all
morning, right? Weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Maybe we can get you vacation soon, huh?
Woo! It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun Contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
This is a good keyword, too, because when you go there, it'll be a party waiting for you. Today's Morgan in the Morning keyword, party.
Text that keyword now to 49330, along with your hometown, to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach, all-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX.
So want to be a part of that. Yeah.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Classic Halloween comedy, when you were the fat kid as Batman.
I walked into kindergarten with such pride. Batman! You're Batman! Shut up!
On the way, birthday buddies and more. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I was 82 pounds in kindergarten. In kindergarten. You guys want to play Batman? I loved Batman. I remember Halloween, I could not wait to be Batman. So my mom brought me to the store, like, all right, yeah, Batman, down the aisle. So I went to put it on, and she's putting on a Batman, but she didn't think, like, oh, my God, this poor kid's a fat bastard. And you know those outfits are onesies, so I'm trying to put on the onesie, but I can't get around the midsection. My mom's like, suck it in, suck it in. Are you eating when I'm not looking at you? What are you, how are you getting so fat? So I get the outfit on, and I'm so tight around the belly that the ears of Batman only came up to, like, just behind my head. I couldn't get it up. Ugh. I walked into kindergarten with such pride. Batman! You're Batman! Shut up!
WQKX.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yes.
Hoorah.
Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go. Yes. Celebrity birthdays, Lynn Hall. Are you ready?
I am.
Kim Kardashian is 41 today.
Okay. I'm not saying anything.
There's so much to say, but you don't want to say
anything. No.
Nope. Okay. I'll just say one thing.
Okay.
Kanye's ex.
There you go. Happy birthday, Kim.
Happy birthday, Kanye's ex. Let's get some guitar music. Can we get some guitar, please? Steve Lukather from Toto.
I knew this song. I was like, who's having a birthday in Toto today?
Yeah.
It's Steve.
Steve Lukather, the guitarist, is 64.
Wow.
It was such a cool song.
That was a great album, actually.
You know, everybody always, you know, wants to sing Africa. Rosanna. No, it was so...
Hold the Line. That's a good song.
Yeah, very cool. And it featured his guitar. He was also a featured guitarist in Michael Jackson's Thriller.
I did not know that.
Everybody always
something
says
new today.
Slash. Well, yeah. Slash was there, but so was Steve. All right, on to the Go-Go's.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte Cuffey is 68 years old today.
Okay.
Wow.
Stop dancing, I'll hurt myself.
Yeah, you're gonna throw out a hip, will you stop? All right, Diddy Do. Manfred Mann is 81 years old today.
No kidding. Okay.
And now he's not just blinded by the light, he's blinded by cataracts.
Oh, well. I can
it happens.
Figure that
we,
out.
We know that. It happens. Now it's time for the local celebs. We call them...
Birthday Buddies.
Happy birthday to Claudia Brandt. She's 62 today.
Davion Reed is 33 today. Happy birthday.
Danny Long, 43 today.
Diane Schlag from Shamokin is 54.
Happy birthday to Elijah Delozier from Sealands Grove, 28.
Frank Luke from Sunbury celebrating 54 today.
George Hottenstein from Sealands Grove is the nifty 50.
I think this is our own Tina Fry's husband.
I think, yeah.
Yes, her husband Jim in Sealands Grove. Happy birthday, Jim, 57.
Happy birthday, Jim. John Davis is 65.
Jonna Kratzer from Lewisburg, 51.
Karen Nipple, 37.
Kelly Young from Sunbury, 42 today.
Happy birthday to Lisa Wachowski. She's 49.
Loretta Moore from Sunbury, 66 today.
Mandy Masters is 33.
Rosemary Stelly from Sealands Grove, 50 today.
Happy birthday to Stephanie Whitmer. She's 38.
Sue Snyder celebrating 63 today.
And Wendy Geddes is 56 today. That's what we have on our birthday list.
Mm-hmm.
You can always call them in. The Ford Fun Line is always open.
Indeed.
And what are some of the other ways we can get the
birthdays? Well, we said Carrier Pigeon, but I think we should also include the Pony Express, should you need to do that.
Okay, or you can
wish.
Email.
That's true. Why just bother? Yeah, why have a horse bring it? Just email it.
Horse-drawn carriage would be cool.
That would be interesting.
Even get an Amish guy to drop it off.
Yeah, we're fine. Whatever.
Each and every day at this time.
It's Birthday Buddies.
Yes, it is.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Of course, Mark has the news, Rob has the sports, and we've got AccuWeather still to come. Viral comedy. Actors act a whole lot more than just what they're acting.
Oh, yeah. That's a deep subject. Goodness.
Details coming up.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Why has the Ford F-Series...
Coming up, some viral comedy, which is actually a viral education. Some dude, some movie guy, filmmaker David Ma? Is that his last name? I never even heard of the guy, but he's real interesting. He tells us how actors actually act a whole lot more in a scene than you think, like drinking coffee.
Emma Roberts has this beautiful pink furry coat on, and if she were to spill any coffee on that, they'd be done for the day for shooting. Next
think
is safety
that,
for the actors.
Huh?
If they were to get blisters on their lips from a hot coffee or even
blisters
worse,
on your
on
lips
skin,
from drinking
that
coffee,
that would be bad for production.
Ay, ay, ay. We gotta check into this. Coming up next.
How we do, how we do.
Fancy light.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
This is kind of funny, weird, but it's also educational. Filmmaker David Ma is posting behind-the-scenes videos explaining TV and movie hacks. Kind of like drinking coffee, but not really.
Now, I love Ted Lasso, but this scene always gets me. Roy Kent doesn't swallow anything. He just sips some air out of a cup. Do you guys ever notice this in shows? Today, I'm going to reveal why we use empty coffee cups on set. Wardrobe. Emma Roberts has this beautiful pink furry coat on, and if she were to spill any coffee on that, they'd be done for the day for shooting.
Ooh.
Next is safety for the actors. If they were to get blisters on their lips from a hot coffee or even worse, spill it on their skin, that would be bad for production.
In another video, David explains cigarettes. They're not real either.
Most of the time when you see actors smoking on screen, we use something called prop cigarettes. They're herbal cigarettes that are tobacco, nicotine, and additive free. They also look quite real in an actor's fingers. John Hamm went through packs of these while filming 9 seasons of Mad Men. Now, when we cut one open, you'll notice there isn't tobacco inside. It looks more like herbs. Sometimes the smoke is added in post-production using CGI, like the scene in Fight Club. I also love the scene from Training Day, and Denzel uses the cigarette well as a prop. As you can see, these burn just like regular cigarettes, but aren't as harmful or addictive. Even smoking prop cigarettes isn't good for your health.
No, so don't inhale.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hear it now. Check it out later. Viral video.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Working our way toward news at the top of the hour, but first, the good news. What happens when your little boy calls 911 because he wants a police officer as a friend? And throwing frisbee right here in Beaver Springs is now disc golf. Stand by.
Hi, Mike.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1, WQKX, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
This is adorable. A four-year-old little boy calls 911 just because he wants a police officer to come over and play with his toys.
Police for the emergency.
Hi.
Hello?
Nice lady.
Yes, what's going on?
Can I tell you something?
You can tell me something.
I got some toys for you.
You got some toys for me?
Can I even
see them?
Hello?
Hi there. We've received a 111 call. I'm guessing it was a mistake, child making a mistake there.
Well, the cop actually ended up going to the house and playing with the kids' toys, and of course, photo ops for social media. Meanwhile, this cop in Florida responded to a fire call, and when he burst in the front door, there was a three-year-old boy hiding under a blanket.
Sheriff's office! Where's your mommy?
I want my mom.
Where's your mommy? Come with me.
Okay.
Come with me.
Come with me. And he did, and he was saved. And how about locally, Beaver Springs with disc golf? Yeah, pretty cool. It's called the Failure Lake Disc Golf Park in Beaver Springs. And Joe Kent says it'll bring money to the
area. That's exactly the point to this whole creation of the disc golf course. It's going to bring people into our area who enjoy the beautiful surroundings of Sauk County.
All right, sorry for the quality, but yeah, it's there in Beaver Springs waiting for you.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Isn't that cool? 18 holes, and they're going to have a big tournament there this weekend. I think I'm heading to Beaver Springs. That could be a real good time.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
News is next. Sports and AccuWeather, but it's a tail-wagging Thursday? Well, yeah, that happens when we paint the valley pink. Jen from the Danville SPCA will be in with a wonderful dog named Porkchop. Stay with us.
Hi, this.
And coming up later on this hour, all the late night TV guys have off. So we have classic comedy. And the bad thing about dating is when they won't stop talking about their exes.
And after a while, I was like, wow, to hell with you. I want to date Doug.
QKX. Sunbury.
Classic comedy on the way, tail wagon on the way, and Tom's top list of the reasons why we listen to music.
94KX.
Now, we don't want to confuse you. It is not Wednesday, but we bring you Tail Wagging Wednesday from Wicked Dog Grill and Great Dane Trailers of Elysburg. Now, during the month of October, where we also paint the valley pink, we have Evangelical Community Hospital come in every single Wednesday. So, 1 month a year, we have Tail Wagon Thursday with Jen from the SPCA. We didn't confuse you, did you? Did we? I mean,
I was a little bit confused. Okay. When I got the text, I was like, whoa, hold up. But I'm better now.
So do we call it Tail Wagon Thursday once, or we just call it Tail Wagon today?
Tail Wagging Wednesday, like postponed.
Okay. And we also have Lindsay, Shayla, Jenna, and Adam from Great Dane Trailers, one of our fine sponsors. You guys are all dressed in pink. What's that all about?
We're having a pink out for breast cancer awareness today in our plant in Elysburg.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's great because we're painting the valley pink, so welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Everybody's dressed in pink from Great Dane. Last time you were in, you were so happy to be sponsoring Tail Wagon Wednesday that we decided to invite you so you can see how it happens and see some of these animals. How do you like pork chop?
Pork chop is so cute. I mean, I can't even describe how sweet he is. He's just going up and just loving on all of us and loving the treats we've brought for him today. So he is so sweet.
Yeah, thanks for bringing the treats. You will see pork chop in just a moment, Facebook Live. But Jen, tell us about this sweet old man because I see he's got a white goatee just like me.
Yes, I brought you another old man for you to befriend. He is 12 years old and unfortunately he just keeps getting looked over in the shelter, and he's literally the best, sweetest dog, but because of his age, he just kind of keeps getting looked over.
Now, do you think that happens because families bring their children and they want a puppy? Do you think that might be it? Because an older dog would be great with kids, too, because he's already trained.
Yeah, so Porkchop loves kids, but, not unfortunately, because we love it when people come and adopt puppies, but they don't even have to have families. Usually puppies are always the first one to go. So right. The old ones kind of just, like, melt my heart a little bit because they stay a little bit longer.
He's adorable. He's friendly with everybody, right? I mean, the Great Dane crew loves him.
He's just loving all the pets and love we're giving him today. He comes back for more.
Yeah, he is. Tell me about his breed because he's kind of got a cool brindle color.
Yeah, he's a mixed breed. We have him in as like a hound mix, but honestly, like there could be lab in there. There could be pity. The pity was making me think the brindle, like the interesting color pattern he has, but his head doesn't make me think pity. It makes me think lab or hound. So he's literally just a mix of everything, but he's the greatest dog. He passed all of my tests that I put them through each night with flying colors.
Okay.
He did great with all the little dogs. He did great with the cat. He did great with the rabbits.
Okay.
So he passed everything. He checked off every single box.
For those of you who may be new to our Tail Wagon experience with Morgan in the Morning, Jen from the SPCA actually takes the pet of the month and takes that pet home to her zoo. And it's kind of your test, right?
Yeah, it does. It helps us kind of know like what they do more. My animals are used to it. I kind of throw them to the wolves all the time. They're all safe, but it helps us kind of get a better idea of how he does in a home. The one complaint I have is he is a major bed hog.
Oh,
so
is he?
We had to share a bed last night, and I kept getting kicked off to the side of the bed.
Right now, he's sharing Adam. So, I mean, he's going to be in your lap pretty soon there, Adam. Thanks again to Great Dane Trailers for coming along, and we'll have some photo ops with Pork Chop in just a bit, and Facebook Live. Why the name Pork Chop? I mean, I think it's a great name, but
he came in with it,
really?
So I don't know why. I don't know the meaning behind it, but it fits him perfectly because he is a big ham, so.
Big ham, I see what you did there. Anything going on we should talk about as far as the SPCA? Or?
We are having an event coming up on Saturday the 30th, so we're pretty excited about it at the Intoxicology Department in Berwick. They're going to be selling $5 wristbands for everybody to get in, where they're going to be having music, raffles, food, and we're all really excited for it. And then if you want to stay, that goes until 7, but if you want to stay after, which I plan on doing as well, they're having a Halloween party where everyone's going to dress up in costumes and
stuff. Oh, wow. And it's benefiting
Yeah, so the Halloween party isn't, but everything leading up to it is going to be 100% is going to be going to the SPCA, and we're going to be down there with a stand and a couple of the animals too.
Oh, Jen, that's great. And Great Dane, still looking for a third shift people, right? What are you calling it? The night shift, I'm sorry.
Yes, we actually have both day and night shift positions available. Oh, okay. So again, another great time to join the team, and should always head to our website and check out the opportunities that we have.
All right. We have a photo op coming up and a 94KX Facebook Live where you'll get to see Pork Chop. I just love it. Let's say he's part Great Dane, just because Great Dane is here.
We can throw that in there.
We could throw that in the mix. Are you guys okay with it? All right. We'll be doing that coming up. Look for us on Facebook Live. It's a tail wagging Wednesday on a Thursday. Sorry about that.
Are you looking for a pre-owned truck?
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's Top List of the Day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the Goody Room.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on Tom's Top List of the Day. The top reasons why we use music. 1 in 4 people say that music has been important during the pandemic and even afterward. 54% of us have a certain song we turn on again and again and again to cheer ourselves up. Pretty cool. 37% of people have created playlists for different moods. A party playlist, a relaxed playlist, you know, that kind of stuff. 2/3 of people admit at least one song has made them cry. At least one? There's many for me. 1 in 10 people say they expanded their taste of music during the pandemic, and now that expansion continues. That's a good thing. And 5, and finally, 30% of people are looking forward to getting back to live concerts without the social distancing. Tom's Top List of the Day, and that's good music to my ears.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
All right, the news is coming up. We know that. Sports and AccuWeather. But coming up, more talk about tonight's Cooking Men. Stay with us.
Hi, this is 94KX.
All right, we're cooking tonight. At last, we're back together at Rusty Rail. Cooking Men. It's if you're not familiar with it, just buy your tickets now. Call Evangelical Community Hospital. 570-522-4852. All right. Tickets are $50 a piece, but the money raised goes to the Thyra M. Humphrey Center for Breast Health at Evan. All right. Now, if you're not familiar with the event, it started years back where the idea was to get the women out of the kitchen so they could get their mammograms and take care of their breast health. The guys would have to cook. Thus the name Cooking Men. All right. And it is expanded to even radio people where we become the chefs for the night at Rusty Rail and we sample our foods. And so you're going to get the food. You're going to get the drinks. You're going to have the party atmosphere. All safe. All right. Fewer tickets are being sold. And as of this morning, there were still tickets available. Again, 522-4852. Get your tickets. All right. And I am teamed up for the first time with Chef Tahir Hall from Elders Restaurant and Catering in Sunbury. We did a Try It Tuesday with this guy, Tahir. He says, call me Ty. Okay, Chef Ty. We did a Try It Tuesday video with him. I fell in love with the guy right away. He has a passion for food. And not only a passion for food, but like just making it and serving it and watching happy people eat it. So, you know, hats off to Elders in Sunbury. Look them up. But Chef Tahir will not be at the restaurant tonight. He'll be with me at Rusty Rail and Cooking Men. Our very own Drew Kelly from the Valley will be there as well. Nobody's talking about what Drew has been cooking up. And we had Dr. John Turner with us yesterday on the air here. And yeah, he's doing a big old smoked brisket again. I'm going to see if I could compete with Dr. Turner. All right, this is a good time. You know it is. Check it out at evanhospital.com or go to wqkx.com for all the details.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, we'll say our final goodbyes and we'll take our parting shots. It's all on the way next. Stay with us.
Rick and
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. 94KX.